Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin daf Samach Gimel, my swan song for this summer. Rabbi Michael Weichselman is going to be covering tomorrow, so we thank him in advance. We left off Samach Beis, Amud Beis, four lines up for the bottom. At the two dots, we have some additional sponsors today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LeHashalom. Also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass and family in memory of J.J.'s father, Honorable Jerome Hornblass Zatzal. And we thank the Hornblass family very much for the sponsorship, and Judge Hornblass's neshama should have an aliyah. It's also sponsored by Bobby Fagan in memory of Rabbi Shalom Weingott, Rav Chaim Shalom Zev ben David Aryeh, with tremendous gratitude for all of his years as the Rosh Hashiva of the Masifta of Greater Pittsburgh. His neshama should have an aliyah, and we thank Bobby Fagan very much for his sponsorship of the shiur, shkoyach to all of these sponsorships. Today, bruchim abam to Yedid Nafshi Rabhanoch Teller. Wow. All right. So, ratchet up the pressure on my last day. So today we're going to cover. It's really one primary topic. So, as you recall, yesterday we started the sixth parak of the Masechta. So, after a very long diversion, a very long detour in Darkei Shalom and Tikkun Olam and Churban Agadotas, we were back to real meat and potatoes, Gittin Sugyas, and we were talking about the concept of Shlichus by Gittin. And again, the only thing we really need to remember for today's shiur, because today's daf is going to focus on confused Lashonos of Shlichus, where we're going to try to figure out what exactly the Shlichus is, and we'll see why there's confusion as to what the Shlichus is. But the hallmark of Shlichus by Gittin is that the man is able to appoint, the husband is able to appoint a shliach laholacha to bring the get to his wife, because in an ordinary case where there are no shluchim involved, the man is giving the get to his wife. The woman is allowed to appoint, is enabled to appoint a shliach lekabbalah, a shliach to receive the get, because in the regular way case of get, where it's the husband giving the get to his wife, the woman is receiving the get from the husband. The man cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah. The woman cannot appoint a shliach laholacha. Today we're going to talk all about what happens if the shliach comes and gives an extremely garbled message, and the husband responds by saying certain things. Is the shliach is going to be effective or not? And there are a couple of ways that you could see a shliach is being effective. If we assume the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah, then the shliach being effective means that the get is effective as soon as the get is in the hands of the shliach, because that's the way the shliach lekabbalah works. It's basically like kiyada isha, and the get's going to be effective immediately. The other way it could be effective is that it could be effective when the get reaches her hand, in which case the shliach is going to be like a shliach lehalacha, the same way that a shliach lehalacha, the get isn't effective once the shliach gets it. The get is effective once the shliach gives it to the wife. Or you could say that the shliach is invalid altogether, because if the man tries to make a shliach lekabbalah, that in effect is worthless, because only the woman can make a shliach lekabbalah, not the man. In this context of the sugya, we're going to discuss the discussion that we touched on yesterday very briefly, hearkening to the first parak, which is the discussion of whether holech is kizchi. If somebody says, here, give this to somebody else, does he intend an actual kinyan? So does the beneficiary, does the intended recipient of that item, is he actually koneh the item or not? We're going to talk today about whether halach is kizachi, whether if you use the lashon of halach, which is basically here it is that a stronger lashon than holech? Is that not a stronger lashon than holech? So we're going to talk about that. And at the end of the sugya, which we'll hopefully get to, hopefully we'll get to the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis today, we're going to talk about what happens if somebody appoints a shliach and the shlichus doesn't really work out the first time. So, for example, the guy appoints a shliach to write a get for his wife, and the shluchim misspell the woman's name. So the get's only kosher if the woman's name is spelled correctly. So the case in the Gemara is where the woman's name is Nafasa, they spelled it Tafasa. Is it like a one-shot deal, like did the shluchim only have one opportunity to do right, and once they didn't do right, it's all gone? Or do we say, no, the guy intended to divorce his wife, and so he intended that however many cracks at it the shluchim would need, they would be able to go and deliver the get. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So it's a little bit sort of difficult to follow, because we have to read a whole bunch of words into the Gemara to appreciate what the conversation is. Hopefully it'll come out clearly today. So again, Samach Beis, Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. So Itmar says the Braisa as follows. The woman says, Have ligiti, bring me my get. In other words, meaning the woman tries to designate the shliach as a shliach laholacha. The problem is, a woman, as we know, can't designate the shliach laholacha. She can only designate a shliach lekabbalah. So the Ron explains what's going on here. We already know that a woman can only make a shliach lekabbalah. She can't make a shliach lahalacha. So what's happening? What's happening here? And therefore, the Ron says what she must intend is that she must intend that the shliach should be a shliach lekabbalah, but she's trying to override the general way that the shliach lekabbalah works. Usually, the shliach lekabbalah works so that the get is effective as soon as the shliach takes possession of the get. Here, what the woman intends is that I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, but I want you to have the same halacha as a shliach lahalacha. Meaning, even though you're designated as a shliach lekabbalah, I don't want the get to be effective until it reaches my hand. I don't want it to be effective as soon as it reaches your hand. That's one interpretation of the Ron. The other interpretation of the Ron is no. Maybe what she means is I want you to go to the husband and say that the husband should designate you as a shliach lahalacha, meaning the Ran assumes that we're talking about a woman who's a lamdan who knows these halacha. She knows she cannot appoint the shliach lahalacha. So what does she mean when she says, havali giti? She means, go to the husband, go to my husband, and get my husband to designate you as a shliach lahalacha to bring the get to me. Okay, so the woman said a lashon of shliach lahalacha, the ishcha amra, but when the shliach gets to the baal, the shliach tells the baal, the shliach tells the husband that your wife said, hiskabeli giti, that your wife designated me as a shliach lekabbalah. So the woman actually said the guy should be a shliach lahalacha. The shliach represented to the baal that the woman had said that the shliach should be a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu amar helech kamosha amra, and the baal says, oh yeah, you should do the shlichos like she said. And again, she used the lashon of shliach lahalacha, not shliach lekabbalah. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravu, Amar Rabba, filu egiyad get liyada in a megareshes. Even if the get reaches her hand, she's not megareshes. Why is she not megareshes? Because it was never a valid shlichus. She tried to make the guy a shliach lahalacha. She is ineligible to make a shliach lahalacha. She can only make a shliach lekabbalah. And therefore, even though there was a machlokas, there was ambiguity as to what exactly happened, because the woman said, be a shliach lahalacha. The shliach represented her words as being a shliach lekabbalah, but the husband said, oh yeah, do what my wife said. His wife said to be a shliach lahalacha. She cannot make a shliach lahalacha. Therefore, the whole shlichus is invalid. The get is not going to work at all. So it's important to remember that this is the shita of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's shita is that it doesn't work at all, and therefore, shma mina, so the Gemara wants to be medayik, that from here is a raya, adibure didei kasamach. That we follow the words of the shliach. Well, that's a curveball. That we follow the words of a shliach. I would have thought that it would have said that we follow the words of the woman. And the reason that the get's invalid is because the woman tried to make a shliach lahalacha, and she can't make a shliach lahalacha. So no, the way the mefarshim explained is the problem is that we follow the words of the shliach. The shliach had represented that the woman designated him as a shliach lekabbalah. However, the shliach misrepresented what the woman actually said. So since the woman never actually designated the guy as a shliach lekabbalah, that's why this whole thing doesn't work. Why? So the Gemara says, diya diburi dida kasamach, because if we were relying on her, michimoti gita liyada mia tegarsha, that mia tegaresh, that when the get reached her, then she should be divorced. Why? Because the woman intended the shliach to be a shliach lahalacha. Okay, nunu. So the woman intended, but the woman can't make a shliach lahalacha. But then what happened? What happened was the baal said, "Oh, do the shlichus like she said," meaning be a shliach lahalacha. But now when the baal affirms what the woman had told the shliach, the baal is making the shliach lahalacha. He vaday has the ability to make the shliach lahalacha. Therefore, it should be a get when it reaches her hand. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara here proves that we follow the shliach, that we follow the words of the shliach and not the words of the woman. Because if we would follow the words of the woman, we would have the man, the husband, reaffirming the shlichus designation of his wife, and it would be a valid shlichas. Some are Ravashi, so Ravashi says, Hachi Ashta, we have no raya over here. Bishlami yitmar ifcha, let's say if the case were the opposite. So how would the case be the opposite? So where the woman says, Hiskabel ligiti, I want you to be, turning to Samachim Alamed Aleph, I want you to be Mekabel Maget, meaning I want to designate you as a Shliach Lagabala. Vishlicha amra havel ligiti. But when the Shliach gets to the husband, he misrepresents what the woman says. And he says that the woman had said, I want you to be a Shliach Lagabala. Vihu amar, and he says, Helech Kamasha amra. Then here's the get, like my wife said, V'yamarav Nachman, Amarav Baravu, Amarav, Kivinagia, get liado, Migoreshes. As soon as the get reaches the hands of the Shliach, she's Migoreshes. Why? Because the woman had appropriately designated the Shliach as a Shliach LaKabbalah, even though the Shliach misrepresented his nature of Shlichas. The husband said, oh, be a Shliach like my wife said. Being a Shliach like my wife said means being a Shliach LaKabbalah. The way a Shliach LaKabbalah works is as soon as the get is gets into the possession of the Shliach LaKabbalah, she is Megoreshes. Alma Adibur Didakazamech. We're relying on her designation of the Shliach as a Shliach LaKabbalah. Says the Gemara, Inami liyada, or maybe you want to say that the get is valid not when it gets liyado, not when it gets to his hand, but rather when it gets to her hands, and adibure didei kasamech. And in which case you could say that we're relying on the words of the shliach, because the shliach had represented himself as a shliach la'alacha. The way the shliach la'alacha works is that the get's not effective until it reaches the hands of the woman. So elahacha, however, over here, the reason that Rav Nachman would say that the shlichas is invalid is not because we rely on either him or her. It's not because we rely on either the words of the shliach or the words of the woman. Elamishum da akra shliach leshlichuse legamrihu. It's because the shliach totally bungled. The shliach totally rejected. Her shlichas, the Yomar shliach lekabala avinu, la halacha lo avinu. Because the shliach said, I'm only willing to be a shliach lehalacha, al shliach lekabala rather. I'm not willing to be a shliach lekabala at all. And the halacha is obviously that the shlichas only works because you have the das of the person designating the shliach, and you also need the acquiescence of the shliach to carry through on the shlichas. So where you have the shliach rejecting the appointment, the designation of shlichas, of course the get's not going to be valid because it's only valid in as much as there is a valid shliach, and over here there is no valid shliach. So again, right now we have no raya from our case, from the first case that we started today's shir with, as to whether we follow her words, the woman's words in designating the shliach, or whether we follow the shliach's representation as to the type of shliach that he actually is. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Samar Avuna Barchia, Tashma, Ha'omer Eskabel Getzele Ishti. If a person says, now we're quoting our Mishnah that we saw yesterday, if a man says, Hiskabel, accept, receive this get for my wife, meaning he tries designating the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah. The problem is the man can't designate a shliach lekabbalah, he can only designate a shliach lehalacha. Aholek gets eli ishti. This was the second case in the first part. This was the second case in the resha of the Mishnah. Or bring this get to my wife, ratzalachs or yachzer. If he wants to be choser the get, he could be choser before it reaches her hands, because the shliach is only a shliach la'alacha, the halacha by shliach la'alacha is that the get's only valid once it reaches the woman's hands. If he wants to be choser before it reaches the woman's hands, it's all fine. Says the Gemara, taima de ratza, the reason that he could retract the get is if he wants to retract the get, holo ratza have a get, but if the husband doesn't want to retract the get, then it would be a valid get once it reaches her hands. Says the Gemara, v'amai, ha'balav barshav yishliach l'kabalahu, why in the world would it be an effective get once it reaches her hands, if the husband says, hiskabel ligiti, if the husband says that you should be a shliach lekabbalah, the husband cannot designate the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah, so why would it ever be a valid get, even once it reaches her hands? It doesn't make any sense. Elam Rinan, the Gemara now brings down a principle and tries to apply it to the case that we started with. Elam Rinan, kiven shenasa veinav legarsha, meimar amar tegarish kol heichad demegarsha. Because the Gemara is essentially saying, enough with the semantics. Who cares, like, whether he's following the shliach's words, the woman's words? The guy wants to divorce his wife. So here's the principle, says the Gemara. You know who the guy believes? You know which shlichus the guy wants to designate? Whichever shliach is going to result in him divorcing his wife. So what are you're fetching around. Are we following her words? Are we following the shliach's representation of the shlichus? The husband's answer is, I don't care. I just want to divorce my wife, says the husband. And therefore, that's why in our Mishnah, it worked even when he tried to designate the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah. Technically speaking, he can't designate as a shliach lekabbalah. Okay, so we ignore him. He's really a shliach lehalacha. But the point is that he actually just wants to divorce his wife, however that winds up happening. Says the Gemara, therefore, in the first one.
There's a mechanics in how shlichus works.
And that's what we're going to say. We're going to say the cases are totally different. Right, so Rav Hanoch, anticipating the next lines of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Hachanami, Kimach Nazavein Alav Garsha, Meimarmar, Tagaresh, Kolecha de Magarsha. So also over here, again, it doesn't matter, even if he says, it doesn't matter what happens, who we're following. We're following the woman, we're following the Shliach. The point is, he wants to divorce his wife. So why don't we just say that she's divorced regardless? Says the Gemara, Hachi Ashta, Hasam Adam Yadea, Shein Shlichas Lakabala, Vagamar Venasan, Lashem Alacha, Hachatai. Exactly. Over here, there's a fundamental misunderstanding. There is no meeting of the minds as to whether this person is a shliach la'alacha or a shliach la'kabbalah. The concept of shlichas is that you need a person to designate the shliach, and you need the shliach to be willing to accept that designation of the shlichas. So says the Gemara, in our Mishnah, everybody knows, again, the Gemara is making a big assumption as to how everybody knows these halachas, but everybody knows that the guy can't designate a shliach la'kabbalah. So Elamai, what does he mean when he tries to designate him as a shliach la'alacha even kabbalah? He must mean to designate him as a shliach la'alacha, and therefore the guy's going to be valid. But over here, there's simply a misunderstanding. There's no meeting of the minds as to what type of shlichus it was, and therefore, in a case of a mistake, the shlichus is not going to be valid. In our Mishnah, we knew what he intended, and therefore we're going to validate the shlichus. We're going to try again with another raya now. Says the Gemara Vayter. So Amar Rava. Tashma, Ketana Sha'amra, you have a minor who is married who says, Hiskabeli Giti, the Ketana says, accept the get for me. In other words, she tries to designate a Shliach LeKabbalah. Ena get Ache Yagia get Liyada. It is not a get, the get's invalid until it reaches her hand. However, Kimati Gita Liyada Miyamagarsha. However, once the get reaches her hands, Then she is going to be Megureshes. So in other words, why is she Megureshes once it reaches her hands? Because even though she tried to designate a Shliach LeKabbalah, really it turns out that the Shliach is functioning as a Shliach LeHalacha. So why is this? So Rashi points out already, and the Gemara is going to get to it in a second, that everybody knows that a Ketana cannot appoint a Shliach. So when the shliach comes to the husband and says, oh, your wife, who's a katana, appointed me to shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah, the husband knows that his wife, who's a minor, who's a katana, cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah. So if he gives the get to the shliach and says, here, bring it to my wife, he is now assuming the shlichus, he's sort of assuming the designation of the shlichus on himself. So he's saying, I know that she designated you as a shliach lekabbalah, that's worthless. I am designating you as a shliach lahalacha, and therefore the get is not going to be valid until it reaches her hands, but once it reaches her hands, the get is going to be valid. But says the Gemara, Va'amai, halav shliach lahalacha shavya. We're pretending that this guy is a shliach lahalacha, she made him a shliach lekabbalah. So isn't that like the case in the Gemara where there's confusion as to whether the guy's a shliach lahalacha or a shliach lekabbalah? Says the Gemara, no. So Elamina and Kibin Shanasa Venam Lagarsha, Maymarmar Tagarish, Kalecha de Magarsha, Hanami, Kibin Shanasa Venam Lagarish, Maymarmar Tagarish, Kalecha de Magarsha. So the Gemara has the same question. In other words, the bottom line is the guy is interested in divorcing his wife. So he doesn't care whether you call the Shliach a Shliach LeKabbalah, a Shliach LeHalacha. He doesn't really care. He just wants to divorce his wife. So also in our case where there is a debate, where there's a dispute and an uncertainty as to whether the woman designated the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah or a shliach la'alacha, why don't we say, regardless of whether we follow his word, her word, who cares? We follow whoever's word is necessary in order to make sure that gets effective and that he's actually able to divorce his wife. Says the Gemara, the same answer we just gave. Hachi ashta hasam adam yadeh shein shlichas lekatan. A person knows that his wife, who's a katana, cannot make a shliach. The gemar v'nasin la l'shem alacha didei. And therefore, he is basically telling the shliach, I know that it's very cute that my wife made you a shliach la'kabbalah. Forget about that. I am making you a shliach la'alacha, and therefore the get's going to be valid once it reaches her hands. However, hachatai, over here, it's not that he knows that it's in that the person is ineligible to serve as a shliach, and therefore he is designating the shliach himself. Over here, it's simply a mistake. There is an argument and an ambiguity as to what type of shlichus this is, and therefore in our case, it doesn't work. The Gemara is going to try again. Tashma. Hava ligiti, where the woman says, bring me my get. In other words, the woman tries to designate him as a shliach laholacha. Vishcha amra, and the shliach said that the shliach tells the husband that your wife told me, hiskabe ligiti. I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah. So again, this is the case that we started with, that there's an argument as to what type of shliach this person is. Or the flip side, hiskaba ligiti, the woman said, I want to designate you as a shliach lekabbalah, vishlicha amra hava ligiti, and the shliach represents to the husband that the woman tried to make him into a shliach laholacha, vu amar holech v'teinla zachila v'hiskabela. So now, instead of just saying holech kamosha amra, he uses a fancy lashon. So he says, holech v'teinla, go and give it to her, zachila bizoche, and the get for her, v'skabela, and receive the get for her. So says the Gemara, Ratzalach or Yachzer, if he wants to be Chozer, he could be Chozer, however, Mishiyagia get liyada, but when the get reaches her hand, Mugureshes, then she is going to be divorced. So my love, Kabbalah, Akabbalah, Vaholacha, Aholacha, so aren't we dealing with a case of Kabbalah, Akabbalah, Holacha, Aholacha? What exactly does this mean? So for this, we need Rashi. So if you look in Rashi, three lines down in the wide lines, my love kabbalah kabbalah v'alacha alacha zechiv eskabel diktani koya ishcha amra hiskabel. In other words, the guy used a very weird lashon. He said holech v'teinla zochila v'eskabela. So what he's trying to do, says Rashi, is he's trying to match up his words with whatever words he thinks the shliach is using in order for it to be a valid get. So again, back in Rashi, zochi v'eskabel diktani koya ishcha amra hiskabel. It's where the shliach says that your wife said that I should be a shliach lekabbalah. He said, yes, go be mekabel the get for her. Yes, you should be a shliach lekabbalah. V'olich v'teinla diktani koya ishcha amra hava. And the holich v'teinla is his response to the scenario where the shliach said that your wife said that I should be a shliach laholacha. V'ktani b'tervayu mishiyagia get liyado migureshes. V'tiyufta d'Rav Nachman, and it's a kasha and Rav Nachman mikabbalah akabbalah. From the case of Kabbalah, Kabbalah, because Rav Nachman was the Amora who we started with, and Rav Nachman had said, in this case of the confusing thing, it's not a valid get, but over here we see it is a valid get once it reaches her hands. Tiktani avaligiti, because we said that if the woman says you should be a shliach laholacha, vishcha amra tiskabel, and the shliach said that your wife said I should be a shliach lakabbalah, vu amra iskabel, and he says iskabel, debehedya yahaveni elei betoras kabbalah, that he gives it to the shliach in a Torah's Kabbalah, ubalav barachihu, and the husband cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah, v'inami lo shavisei, and she also didn't make him a shliach lekabbalah, because she tried to designate him as a shliach laholacha, v'ktani dahavi mi a shliach laholacha, v'kiva jenazavein av legarsha, kidlel. And apparently what this Gemara is saying is that we focus on the bottom line. The bottom line is that he wants to divorce his wife. So whether you call the shliach a shliach lahalacha, a shliach lahalacha, a shliach lagabala, it doesn't make a difference. He just wants to divorce his wife once the get reaches her hands. But over here, but Rav Nachman said the opposite. V'kolshkein hecha d'amar lo helech kamasha amra, di'ika l'meimar lava di'burei samach ela b'daita tala v'shav yinami shliach lahalacha. So the kasha that the Gemara is asking is, why does Rav Nachman say that the get's invalid? In other words, where he says, helech kamasha amra, isn't it like a stronger lashon, says Rashi, that in other words, he's like, listen, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what she meant, but I know that we both want to get divorced. So let's make it so that the get's effective. So why does Rav Nachman say that the get is totally ineffective? So says the Gemara, lo kabbalah halacha v'halacha a kabbalah. No, what's happening here is that it's kabbalah halacha v'halacha a kabbalah. So in other words, he's not responding hiskabel to the notion that the woman is appointing a shliach lakabbalah, and holich v'teinla to the notion that the woman is appointing the shliach as a shliach laholacha. In other words, he's not responding in a reciprocal manner. He's saying kabbalah, he's designating the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah in response to the assumption that the shliach is a shliach lehalacha, and he's using the lashon of halacha in response to the notion that the woman has designated the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah. So says the Gemara, I kabbalah ahalacha. But if he uses the lashon of hiskabela in response to the halacha, in response to the concept of halacha, mechimati gita liyada liyade la'alter lahave gita. But in that case, when once the get goes to the hands of the shliach, then it should be a get automatically, because that is what the shliach had represented himself as being, a shliach lekabbalah, even though she tried to designate him as a shliach lehalacha. So don't we see that we follow the words of the shliach? Because if we're going to say the get's effective as soon as it reaches the shliach's hands, we're taking the shliach's words that it's a shliach lekabbalah. So we started the Gemara today trying to figure out whether we're somech on the words of the woman or on the words of the shliach. Don't we have a raya from here that we're somech on the words of the shliach? And that's how it would be a valid shliach lekabbalah. Says the Gemara, hachi hashta, hasam kamar lehelech kamasha amra, hachami kamar lehelech kamasha amra. Over there in the first case in the Gemara, he actually said, Helech Kamash Amra. We're going to try to bring a raya from the Brisa that we just quoted, whether we rely on his words or her words. Our Brisa doesn't say, Helech Kamash Amra. Our Brisa had said, Holech, Vetainla, Zachila, Viskadila. We have no idea whose words he's relying on. He's using all of these Lashonos because he's desperate to divorce his wife. So it's obvious that he just wants to divorce his wife. But we have no raya at the end of the day. So now the dust has settled on this part of the sugya. We have no raya whether there's an ambiguity and sort of a conflict in terms of the designation of shlichas, whether we follow the woman's the woman's intention, or whether we follow the shliach's representation of what the woman had intended. We have no idea. The Gemara leaves this unresolved.
Nachman says he's oikar shlichas.
Yes.
Shlichas means is that you keep referring to that his representation. The shlich is incentivized to make himself into shlich lekabbalah.
Right.
Because he's much less work that way. It's easier for him.
Right.
It's not a representation. He himself, he's lying. So do we rely on a person who's a ligoner?
Well, that's what I mean by misrepresenting the nature of the shliach. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So says the Gemara now Vayter. So Tana Rabbanan. Hiskabeligiti. If the woman says, accept this get from me, meaning she tries to designate a shliach lekabbalah, which is all good. The ishtacha amra, however, the shliach says that your wife said, hiskabeligiti, and the woman, the shliach also says that your wife tried to designate me, your wife designated me as a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu amar holech v'teinla zachila v'hiskabela. And he says, yeah, great, give it to her and be mizochen it for her and accept the get for her. Imratza lachzar lo yachzar. If he wants to be chozer, he can't be chozer. Why? Because this is a straight-up shliach lekabbalah. She designated the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah. The shliach represented that he's a shliach lekabbalah. The guy said, zachila hiskabela, so it's going to be a valid shliach lekabbalah. Of course it is. So what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is, even though the guy said, holech v'teinla, zachila hiskabela, we ignore the words that he said, holech v'teinla. In other words, we don't assume that he was trying to override the shliach's lekabbalah and make this guy into a shliach lehalacha. Rav Nosson Amar, Rav Nosson says, no, holech v'teinla, ratza lachzar yachzar. If he says holich v'teinla, then if the husband wants to retract, then he can retract. Why? Because according to Rav Nosson, what has happened here is that the shliach represented himself as a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband said, I don't want you to be her shliach lekabbalah, I want you to be my shliach leholacha, and therefore, until the get reaches her hands, he's allowed to be chozer. However, zachila v'iskabela, if he uses a lashon of zachila or iskabela, then ratzalach or lo yachzer, because he's giving effect to the shliach's designation as a shliach lekabbalah. Rebbe Yomer b'kulam and ratzalach or lo yachzer. No, Rebbe says that he can't be chozer regardless, because even when he says holich v'teinla, what he really means is go give it to her in accordance with your instructions of shlichas. Your instructions of shlichas are that you're a shliach lekabbalah, and therefore the get's going to be effective as soon as it reaches your hands, not as soon as it reaches her hands. Aval imamrlo e efshi shetzkabbalah. Now, according back to our Mishnah, if he says, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, ela holich v'teinla, but I want to designate you as a shliach lehalacha, ratzalachzar yachzar. If he wants to be chozer, he could be chozer. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, Haina Tanakama. But that's what the Tanakama said. The Tanakama was making a distinction as to whether he said holy fatema or zachilav eskabela. And now we have Rebbe saying, but if he says, I don't want you to be a shliach la kabbalah, but rather I want you to be a shliach la halacha, then he's actually going to be a shliach la halacha. So the Gemara is going to first give the obvious answer. No. Those are not the same case. Tanakama was talking about a case where he said, holech fatema zachilav eskabela. And Tanakama says, well, it depends what language he used. If he said holech fatema, then it's a shliach la halacha. If he said zachi v'skabela, then it's a shliach la kabbalah. Comes along Rebbe, and Rebbe says that the only way the husband can override the shliach designation as a shliach la kabbalah, make him into a shliach la halacha, is if he says efshi, as if he uses the lashon of, I don't want you to be a shliach la kabbalah, rather I want you to be a shliach la halacha. V'bazema ha-kamash malam ma-tanakama, Rebbe. Or you could say that who's a Tanakama, that's exactly the point. Yes, the Tanakama is like the Shita of Rebbe, and the point is to teach us that the view of the Tanakama is actually Rebbe's view. Tosfos over here, which we don't have time to get into because I want to finish the daf, but Tosfos explains why Rebbe could hold one thing here, and in the case of Holech Kizchi in Perak Aleph, he could hold a different thing, and he tries to make a distinction between this case where Holech is Kizchi because we're relying on her das and appointing the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah, and a general case where you say, oh, bring $100 to somebody else, where even though that other person might not be kona the $100, over here the get's going to work. Again, we don't have time to get into that, but see Tosfos says the Gemara Iboilu. Heilech l'Rav Nosson, kizchi dami, alav kizchi dami. So we already saw Rav Nosson, and Rav Nosson says that holech is not kizchi, because Rav Nosson had said, if he says holech v'teila, if he wants to be chozer, he could be chozer. What if he doesn't say holech? What if he says heilech? Heilech is the lashon of here it is. So Toshma, Omer, Eskabel Getzel Ishti, if a person says, back to our Mishnah, if a person says, accept this get for my wife, in other words, be a shliach l'kabbalah, Oholech Getzel Ishti, or take this get to my wife, Ratzalachzer Yachzer. If he wants to be chozer, he could be chozer because he's a shliach lo halacha. Haisha shamra eskabeli giti. If the woman says, accept this get for me, ratzalach sar lo yachzer because he's a shliach la kabbalah, and the get's effective immediately. Turning to Samach Kimel Amabez, my love behelech for Rav Nosson. Isn't this a case of helech, and we're following the sheet of Rav Nosson, that where he says, helech, oh, here's the get, then it's like, then the Shita Rav Nosson is Halech is Kizchi, that she is Kona the get immediately. Says the Gemara, lo, b'holech v'Rebbe. No, we're talking about a case where he says holech, but it's the view of Rebbe who says that it's going to be a valid get. Tashma, we try to prove again what Rav Nosson says about Halech. Lefichach, imamar lo abal, efshi shetzkabela, if the husband says, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabela, ela holech v'teima, rather I want you to be a shliach lealacha, ratzalach sar yachzer, he could be chozer, taima diamar efshi. The reason that he could be chozer is because the husband said specifically and expressly, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabela, rather I want you to be a shliach lealacha. Halo amar efshi, ratzalach sar lo yachzer. If he didn't say efshi, if he hadn't gone through the whole thing by saying, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabela, rather I want you to be a shliach lealacha, then if he wanted to be chozer, he couldn't be chozer. My love, behelech, Rav Nosson, isn't it where the husband uses the lashon of helech, and if he hadn't said efshi, he wouldn't be able to be chozer because helech is kizchi dami, like Rav Nosson. Says the Gemara, lo, beholech v'Rebbe. He does not using lashon of helech at all. He's using lashon of holech, and this is like the shita of Rebbe, not a raya to what Rav Nosson holds by helech. Tashma, the Gemara tries again. Holech gets el ishti, if a guy designates a shliach laholacha, ratzalach sar yachzer, then he's able to be chozer. Helech gets el ishti, if he says, here's a get for my wife, ratzalach sar lo yachzer, he's not able to be chozer. So man shamet lev demar b'holech ratzalach sar yachzer. So who's the man demar who says that if he says holech, if he wants to be chozer, he could be chozer? That's Rav Nosson, because Rebbe had said that he can't be chozer even when he uses lashon of holech. So v'kamer behelech ratzalach sar yola lo yachzer shmamina helech kizchi dami shmamina. So because the resha of this brisa is like Rav Nosson, that holech is able to be chozer, the seifa of the brisa where he says helech is also like Rav Nosson is a raya, that where he says helech is kizchi dami. Okay, great. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Itmar. If the woman says, accept this get for my wife, in other words, she tries to designate the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah, vishlecha amra hiskabel ligiti, and the shliach says that your wife appointed me as a shliach lekabbalah, vu amar holech v'teinla, and he says, holech v'teinla, here, go give it to her, amra baba, amra ravuna, amra rav, nasa shlucha v'shlucha v'choletzes, he is his shliach and her shliach, and she requires chalitza, meaning it's a suffix, because she designated the guy as a shliach lekabbalah. he designated the shliach as a shliach la'alacha. What happens if he dies when the shliach is on the road? So if he dies when the shliach is on the road, we don't know if it was a valid get as soon as it reached the hands of the shliach. We don't know if it's not a valid get until it reaches her hands. Therefore, if he dies, then she's going to require chalitza because it's a case of safek get. So lameimar de mesafkele l'rav I holich kizchidami lo holich kizchidami ilav kizchidami. So it's apparent that because he said holich v'teinla, so we're mesupak whether holich is kizchidami va'itmar holich mana laploni. But we have a brisa elsewhere that says from the first parak holich mana laploni give $100 to somebody else shani chayav lo. So I'm a rav chayav bachrius of imbalachzar ain't a chozer. If he wants to be chozer, he can't be chozer. So don't we see that holich is chidami? And if holich is chidami, why are we misupak whether this is a valid get? Hasam safik mimona lakula. No, because over there is safik mimona lakula. What does that mean? It means that we say hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya, because he already paid the lender back. In order for him to retract, he's going to have to bring a raya that he actually wanted to retract. Hacha safik isura lechumra, but over here safik isur is lechumra. So this is like what Tosfa said earlier on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that we could distinguish holich kizchi in the case of gittin and in the case of dinei mamonos. Amar Rav, ina isha osa shliach lekabel. Wait, after, because I have to finish. Amar Rav, ina isha osa shliach lekabalah lekabel lagita miyad shliach baila. A woman cannot make a shliach lekabalah to accept the get from a shliach la'alacha that her husband designated. Rav Chanina Amar Isha Osa Shliach Lekabel Lagita Miyad Shliach Baila. Rav Chanina says no, a woman can designate a shliach to accept the get from her husband shliach. So my time at the Rav, why would Rav say that it doesn't work? Because it's a bezayin to the Baal. In other words, the Baal is going to be makbid on his kavod. It's okay if he's going to give the get to the shliach of the woman because he sees the shliach and he knowingly gives the get to the shliach regardless. But if his shliach is going to give the get to the shliach of the woman, he gets offended. Oh, the woman doesn't want to accept the get from my shliach, so therefore it's not going to be good. So yibosema mishum chatzera bala achamikan, or because we're worried about chatzera bala achamikan. What's that? So we don't have time to see Rashi inside. But the din is that a chatzer of a woman could be koneh her get. Meaning, if you place a get inside a chatzer that a woman owns, she is koneh. What happens if you place the get inside a chatzer, and then after that, the woman comes into ownership of the chatzer? That's not good because of chatzer bala achamikan. So this is sort of like that. Because if the husband designates a shliach, and then the wife designates a shliach, maybe that's considered to be like a case of chatzer bala achamikan. Not really, as the Gemara is going to say. So my binai, ika binai, the kadmai, v'shavi shliach meikara. What if she was the first to designate a shliach? Now it's not at all like a case of chatzer bala achamikan because she designated her shliach before the husband designated the shliach. Who gaver the shodel lagita l'debisu? There was a guy who sent to get to his wife. Azo shlicha ashkha ki yasva v'kalisha. The shliach came and found that she was kneading dough. Amar la, and he said to her, "Heilach gitech, here's your get." Amar la, amar le, so she said to the shliach, "Lahavi biyadech." In other words, leave it in your hands. Meaning, she designated the shliach as a shliach lekabala. So Amar Rav Nachman, im isa l'Rav Chanina avdi ba'ovda. If I held like Rav Chanina, I would be oved ba'ovda. In other words, I would rule that it's a valid get. I wouldn't worry about chaser ba'alachamikan. This is not a case of chaser bala achamikan. This is a case where she totally tried to fundamentally change the nature of the shliach. The only time shlichas works is where the shliach could go back to the mishaleach and say, "I fulfilled your shlichas." But over here, the mishaleach made him into a shliach la'alacha. She tries to change it to a shliach la'kabala. Totally invalidated. Therefore, it's an invalid shlichas. Let's consider it. Nobody knows the answer. So it's a safek get, and therefore she has to be choletzes. Havi uvda v'itzricha Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta get v'chalitza. He required get and chalitza. Oh, get and chalitza tarti? No, get michayim v'chalitza la'chamisa, because we're mesupak whether it was a valid get or not. Now finishing up to the Mishnah, Ha'idave Korele Nafasa. There was a woman named Nafasa. Azol Sadi Kosfu Tafasa. The guy designated a shliach to write a get, and they bungled the name. Instead of Nafasa, they wrote Tafasa. Samar Vitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav Asu Eidem Shlichusam. The Eidem fulfilled their shlichas, and therefore they can't write the get again. So maskef la rabba mi kamar like suva chaspa v'havula. Did the guy say write a worthless shard of pottery and give it? The guy intended to divorce his wife, so they messed up the name of the woman. Write the get again and write her name correctly. Ela amar rabba vaday ikos of sadi gita ma'alya v'avad. If, however, the edim wrote a valid get, but then they lost it, also edim shlichusam. It's a one shot deal. He shot his bullet. They did their shlichus. Now they can't write another get because they wrote the valid get and then they lost it. Maskef la rabba nachman mi kamar lu kosvu vanchu bekisayu. What do you mean? Did he intend that they should write the get and leave it hanging out, you know, leave it in their pocket? No, he wanted them to deliver the get to her. El Amar Rav Nachman, Kos Feminosan Afilo Me'apamim. As many times as it takes to get the valid get, to get her name spelled correctly, to get delivered safely in her hands, they do that, and that's the way they fulfill their shlichas. Boy Mine Rava Mirav Nachman, Kosvu Venostanu Lishliach Mahu. That if they wrote the get and they gave it to the shliach, then what's the halacha? Sluke Siliklu, and then the get got lost. So have they fulfilled their shlichas because they wrote the get, they gave it to a shliach? Oduma Liturcha Ladu Chayish, or maybe the reason that he said Kisvu Vinitnu is because he didn't want to basically expressly say write it even 100 times. Sermali Ravina Loravashi Violich Lamai. What if he says write the get, give it to the shliach, and bring it to her, and then the get's lost? Can they write another get? Teku, so we'll leave that unresolved. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Afa Omeres Tuligiti, this is the conclusion of our Mishnah, that Rav Shim Gamliel said that if the woman says, Tuligiti, Imratzalachzor lo yachzor, why not? Tan Rabbanan, Tuli, take it from me, Visali, and carry it for me, via Heli Biyadech, and it should be for me in your hands. Kulam Lashon Kabbalah Hain. Those are all Lashon Kabbalah. Therefore, he cannot retract because it's a Shliach Lalacha that gets valid as soon as it reaches her hands. So we conclude here. Rabbi Weichselbaum will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow, and we thank him very much. And I will be back learning with you all next time my Reinu goes away. And my Reinu is back giving the Shir here on Thursday. Everybody have a wonderful